I died when I was 11. I fell through the ice. I heard it crack and watched as the water started to pool around my ladybug boots. I remember thinking rather calmly, I'm about to disappear.
And that is a little sample of Made, a new miniseries on Netflix. It's based on a memoir by the same name about a young mom working, yes, as a maid, while also trying to make it as a writer. And NPR TV critic Eric Deggans thinks we should try this one out. He joins us for this and more. Hey, Eric.
Hey.
So let's talk about Made. It has quite the pedigree. Its executive producer is Margot Robbie, the Australian actor and producer. It's based on an acclaimed book. Tell us the story here.
So basically, it's focused on a young woman who realizes that she is in an emotionally abusive relationship that may soon turn physically abusive. And she just decides to grab her child and jump inside her car and drive away and try to build a new life for herself. And she has to navigate the bureaucracy of getting aid, and she has to figure out how to get into a shelter and how to hold on to custody of her kid. And and I think we actually have a clip where she's talking to a social worker.
All right.
And when the conversation starts, she's imagining what that social worker is saying to her. And then she's able to focus on what the person is actually saying to her. So let's check it out.
So you're looking for a big fat government handout because you are a jobless white trash piece of am I right?
What?
Your form? You gonna give that to me?
Yes.
Child in your lap? It's Maddie?
It's me, Ariel.
What?
It's an Ariel that we got from a dollar store, so we call her Shmariel.
So,
well, quite a scene there. Yeah.
So she is a character who I think is designed to evoke the ultimate empathy from the audience. She's very attractive. She's white. And so the audience is encouraged to sort of see themselves in her struggle. So it's a really interesting show. And I think it's worth some wider watching.
Yeah. Now, there have been a number of shows lately about the white working class. Does Made stand out to you?
It does. It's one of the more authentic depictions, I think. And we've seen, you know, there was Hillbilly Elegy last year, and there was Mayor of Easttown earlier this year, and a show called American Rust on Showtime. And we've got one coming on Hulu called Dopesick. Dopesick and Made, I think, are amongst the most accurate depictions because there can be a tendency to create an environment that is just so depressing, you wonder why people even live in it. But Made and Dopesick, I think, give you really great explanations for why people can get stuck in these communities. So Made is a great authentic depiction of that. It is from that character's point of view, though. So I think at times it feels a little unrealistic just because she feels like everyone in the world is arrayed against her. And the show does a great job of sort of communicating that.
Okay. Big switch of topics here, all the way to the other side of the dial, the comedy side. We want your thoughts, Eric, about the best presidential impersonators. Let's take a listen here.
What's cooking? What's good? Hey, Doug. How's everybody's summer? Mine was bad. Not Cuomo bad, but definitely not Afghanistan good.
Saturday Night Live debuted a new Joe Biden last week. James Austin Johnson, the actor and comedian, is the fifth person to play Biden in 2 years. I mean, by contrast, Alec Baldwin alone did Donald Trump for 4 years. So, Eric, what's with SNL and trying to find a Biden?
Well, I think it's difficult because Joe Biden doesn't have a lot of distinctive characteristics other than the fact that he's old. And, you know, the key to a successful political impersonation is to find a characteristic that kind of sums up that person and then exaggerate it in the way that Tina Fey exaggerated Sarah Palin's sort of Alaska accent and way of talking, or the way some people will exaggerate Bill Clinton's sort of Southern drawl. So we've got a clip of several different people portraying Joe Biden on Saturday Night Live. It starts with Jason Sudeikis, goes through Woody Harrelson, John Mulaney, Jim Carrey, and Alex Moffat is the last one. Let's check it out.
President's away, and Joe will play.
Daddy's here, America. I see you, I hear you, I sniff you, and I hug you from behind.
Now listen, folks. If we want to fight China, cough, we got to be smart. We got to make sure to get new teeth daily.
I've never felt so alive, which is ironic because I'm not that alive.
I'm like Colonel Sanders. Every time you see me, I'm a different guy.
So, you know, even in that clip, they're sort of poking fun at the fact that a lot of people have played them. And you know, before Alec Baldwin nailed the Trump role for a while, they had a lot of different people playing him as well. The challenge with Joe Biden is that, you know, he was a stutterer when he was younger. And so making fun of how he talks is always a little treacherous.
Yeah, sure.
My own interpretation is that, you know, I thought the new guy did a decent job. But I would not be surprised if after a little while we see them try again because he is the president. And at some point, yeah, they got to figure out somebody who can really play him well.
The revolving door continuing to spin, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, always a pleasure. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.